Hi, everybody. Tonight is Friday, end of the week, and this is September 17th, and tomorrow is our Ascension preparation call. 4 hours in length, starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on a conference call line. And that'll be the beginning of our 28-hour marathon healing for this month for our physical body rejuvenation, getting rid of alien entities, parasitic life forms that live inside of us. These are energetic normally, but people actually feel them move. So is that being energetic if you feel them wiggle inside of you? That's maybe not, but let's do a emotional clearing for people. Since today's Friday, think of a situation that you had in the last 5 days, and we'll clear it. And tonight's show is our paranormal show, so we do accept call-ins. So please call in if you wish. Had any weird thing happening to you this week or something, and or any time, and we can talk about that. And here we go. Emotional clearing. Think of an issue. So here we go. So releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we'll do physical pain. And just think of if you had pain in your body during this week here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do stress. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do one of the alien life forms in us here. So the octopus energy is the most common. And this is normally, right now, the one that I'm seeing is wrapped around your neck. So let's release these tentacles from you. We'll just see if you can swallow better or maybe even breathe better. So here we go. I'll do this slowly here. First tentacle released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seventh released, and eighth released. Now we'll get the body out. So I'll count to 10 to release the physical body from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. And now we got his waste products. Remember, they got to go somewhere in you. So here goes the waste products. So again, I'll count to 10. Just see how you feel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and after this program tonight, in basically 1 hour, we're going to have our question and answer Q&A call, not a conference call line. And the phone number for that, if you'd like to jot it down, is 646. It's out of New York. So 646-519-5800. 646-519-5800. And then they'll prompt you to enter a PIN number, and that number is 9009. Then you hit the pound sign, and then you're on the call. So that'll start at 8 o'clock tonight, my time, which will be, say, 1 hour from now from yours. So if you're not in PST time, it'll be different. So let's bring up our co-host tonight. And Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm out here, Ron. Hi, and good evening, everybody out in BBS land. So as Ron said, you can call in this evening to talk about your more paranormal experiences and anything else that you would like. I just put those numbers up on the fast chat, but I'll read them out right now. It's area code 530-413-4515. Or 530-413-4520. So please call in. I think there's an 888 number or something. I'll have to go find that. I didn't get that one yet. So Ron, I'm just looking at the fast chat, and Stephanie's had to put her dog to sleep yesterday. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about the spirits of animals and what happens to them and as compared with what happens to us and what clearings might be available to help with her dog.
Well, most animals typically will connect to us, so the animals normally will stick around for quite a while because they have their emotional body, which is kind of attached to our body in a sense, and they want to be with us. The light of the darkness will eventually take it, but they don't normally need animals as much as they need humans, because animals strictly only can be controlled so much, but they will use the animal, you know, to cause harm for us. So let's take Stephanie's doggy to the light ship here for healing. Get him out of this reality here of darkness. If anybody else has had a recent animal pass away or something, too, just think of that animal. Now, remember, the emotional body may still be here, but the spirit will leave. So if I took away that emotional body, which is up to you, I can do that. So if you don't want to ever have your dog around you, then you may not want to have that emotional body released. Some people like to have their animals with them, where people should be gone, okay, the emotional bodies of people. We'll do the spirit right now. So, and this is still is your choice, Stephanie, if you want this, okay? So here we go. And they can come back if you request, you know, to be with you also. So here we go. One, two, bring in the light chip here. Bring in one of the defense plate chips and the light beam on your monitor screen. I'll count to 10 to energize that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay? And let's now connect with the spirit of the animal and just see if it chooses to go, because it does have choice. Sometimes they want to stick around for a while, so, you know, this is their choice, too. But if they want to go to the light ship, they can now. With people, it's a little different, but animals like to stick around their owners and be with them, sometimes for, you know, 20 years. So here we go. If they wish to go, they can. They will be cleaned out, though, if they do choose to go and come back. But this is their choice and probably also your choice, too. So here we go. If you wish to have that healing take place, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I will do the emotional part of the dog. Here we go. Or animal. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So the dog that I had passed away probably, I'm guessing, maybe around 3 years ago. And, you know, it's with me still. So it went to the light and came back. And it's fun to see it around, jumping around and likes to eat food. And so I do see it all the time. So let's give it back to you, Carrie, here.
So is that the emotional body of your dog that you're talking about, or your dog's spirit?
The spirit actually came back.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
It's here to help me out with what we're doing here.
Oh, wow. Oh, honey.
It came back as a dog, but so anyway, it's here. So I have a little bit of backup.
Wow. Well, Marie R. is saying that their family dog was killed this week also, so it sounds like there's kind of a lot of loss around dogs going on. Maybe can you do some kind of clearing for them for loss or grief?
Yeah, we can do people's grief.
Yeah.
So let's do a grief clearing. So here we go. So bring up the light beam again, and I'll use the word stronger to release that emotional grief here and sadness. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Terry, back to you.
Okay. Well, we don't have any other real questions on the FOS chat right now, so maybe we can talk a little bit about the calls you have coming up. Ron has Saturday tomorrow from for 4 hours from 10 a.m. Pacific until 2, and then the following day, Sunday, and then the two Sundays after that, all eight-hour calls. And the cost for that whole thing is $200, which works out at about, I don't know, it's something like $7 an hour for healing that you obviously won't find nowhere else on this planet. So it's an unbelievable, unbelievable price for what you get. So if you want to get onto that, how should people do that? Through the website, Ron, or send you an email directly? What's the best way to get onto those calls?
Yeah, the best way is to go to the website and just click on it and use PayPal and do it that way.
Okay.
I have some people who don't have PayPal, but I think probably 99% of the people do have PayPal, and that's just the quickest way. And also you get that free clearing, which is the alien poisoning clearing. And there's many different types of energies there that, you know, scorpion energies, some mosquitoes, ticks, snakes, just many, many things. Remember, these things are inside of us, and they do have poison. So you could be dealing with a particular problem, maybe an illness, a situation. It could be time-coded, too, to go off certain times every year, and these things come to you and maybe poison you internally, not knowing you know, really what's happening, because you maybe felt good one day and bad the next. You wonder, what happened? Did I eat some bad food or something? Well, maybe it's a code-timed energy. Remember, we live in time here, and everything is controlled by time, by the aliens. So we're dealing with their reality of the time sequence. And they also, you know, besides that, they urinate in us, the poisons are with us, and they can die. And they can also have battles inside of us. Remember, not all alien races like each other. Remember, people here don't like each other, so as above, so below. So it's the same process. They're different races, you know. You have, you know, typically, you know, not to get real negative, but, you know, you hear about gang wars and stuff, and one particular race of people don't like another race of people. This is how wars even get started. So it's all alien stuff that we're dealing with, just different ways of putting a title on it. So if they're inside of your body having a war, what are they doing to your body? Are they using weapons inside of you that are, you know, laser weapons to kill each other, and maybe they miss? What's happening to you? Do you have scar tissue inside of your body from an alien war? So it's just food for thought for everybody. And then naturally, you know, the call is starting off on Saturday, 4 hours, 1 o'clock my time, PST. And then the 8 hour call is on Sunday at 10 o'clock PST, 1 o'clock Eastern. And, you know, it's a wonderful call. We do all different types of water during the call. So most people, we'll have ready typically 3 containers of water, glasses of water, because we do normally at least that throughout each hour. We do emotional water. We do silver water for healing. We do skin misting water. And then sometimes we'll do oxygen water and maybe even something else. So it's a very interesting call, and it's live. And you can also do it absentee, so you won't get the water benefit, but you know, if you can't come on, or you can only be on the call for 1 hour, you know, absentee works perfectly fine. Once you're connected, you're up on the light ship, and you're also there for the whole month in quarantine, because the quarantine is where you're working with. They can't take your body to the light ship if you have, say, bad Scoobies in it, negativity, judgment, or alien life form. So you have to get these energies out of you in order to have a healing. And so they work with these energies of the darkness and get them out of you. So a judgment energy could be with you, and they could attach an alien race to that judgment energy, making it go off each time, and they're getting their horsepower from you when you become negative, and so they can actually ride upon that frequency and be with you. So things do coexist with each other, and you know, we're dealing with things that are maybe not even in our dimension here. It could be just outside our 3D dimension that we live in. what dimension it is in 3D is hard to say, but there could be different levels of 3D. So they could just be below us or above us, and you know, they're coming into us also. We normally just think of like 3D and 4D and 5D, et cetera, like that. But remember, in the light, there's no such thing as dimensions because everything is light. They don't delineate more light, less light, or a smart light or a dull light, or we would look at it as far as a personality type of being dumb or stupid or smart. They don't have that. It's just light is light. And this is why the light does not understand the dimensional frequencies, because it didn't create dimensions. So the darkness gave us dimensions and gave us time, and they use the time in this dimension to control us. This is why we are doing so much work now to get rid of these energies in the past along the timeline that's controlling you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just give the numbers out again for calling in. It's 530-413-4515-4520. Those are the first two numbers. So if any of you would like to call in, please do. And then in the meantime, Ron Cool is asking if we can have a parallel life disconnect. So maybe you want to, for anyone new that might be on, describe what a parallel life is, why we have them, and then do a sample disconnect.
Okay. So that gets to be very complicated. A parallel life is where you go to when you're not here. So that's the easiest way to describe that. Now, since the light does not have parallel lifetimes for you, then it can't be the light energy. So a parallel life is typically a location that is cloned by the darkness. And that's where they abduct you to and take you to. So we're used to hearing the word abduction as being taken away. And in the terms of the UFO followers, abduction means that you're taken away to a spaceship. Well, they can also abduct you to a planet. And then they can hold you there for as long as they like. Now, since you're typically having a consciousness there, they may make that planet look like planet Earth as a cloned planet. And so this is where you have dreams and stuff exist, because they're showing you their clone planet with a scenario, and your spirit goes into that body that they created, which is probably a clone, or it could even be your physical body. You could be completely abducted out of time. Then they can put you here with a clone body. So to make it maybe a little even worse for you, let's just say that you're married and, you know, you go to bed at night and you fall asleep with maybe your husband or your wife. And during the night, they abduct that person, okay? And so in their place now, instantly, you're not going to know the difference in time. They now have a clone next to you. And you wake up the next morning, and the person seems a little different, maybe not too much different, but you look at them, and they do sense and maybe feel a change, okay? So you're feeling a change in them, but you can't put your finger on it, and you may not even recognize it at first. And they might be with you for 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, at some time, using the word time again, they may bring your husband or wife back to you. And then all of a sudden, you know, you go, wow, this person changed their personality. They're very happy and bubbly. Before, they just weren't quite like they used to be. Maybe something was bothering them. Well, yeah, something was bothering them. They probably weren't here. You know, you're living with a clone at that point, and this happens a lot to people. And this is what I'm so concerned about the 2012 Ascension, is that people will be taken off planet and they'll be replaced with clones. This is the way I perceive it now. So that's the whole process. And also what can happen is you can be working with an alien energy, not knowing about it, and it can do attacks on you. And they can take you out of here. You're still home or you're at work. They can do physical harm to you. and then bring you back here again, and your body, you don't know what's going on with it, because you come back and you feel kind of messed up, and maybe here you didn't feel quite that messed up, or maybe they took your spirit only and your body's here, and you are feeling the, I guess I could use the word torturing, of what they're doing to you over there, because your spirit is bringing it back to you when it comes back to you, when they allow it to come back, okay? So the whole thing gets to be very interesting. For me, it's very depressing, and it's not, you know, there's no self-empowerment there whatsoever once you kind of realize what they're doing to us. So this is what I say, that your only protection is to be with your spirit and make sure your spirit is with you continuously. And then they also use other people to come into your reality and to cause you harm too. And they can be clone people, and they can also be controlled by some alien races, you know, or whatever. So can your animals and pets. Remember, the people that can hurt you the most, you know, on an emotional level, is the ones that you care for the most and the deepest, okay? That's what they say, the ones that love you the most can hurt you the most, or the ones that you love the most. So you have to realize that this is how it works. They're there to take away your energy. And they can use that person to have the alien's body hop from that person into you, and that causes you harm. So, you know, if you realize that's happening to someone, then the best thing to do is not to associate with that person, because they're going to just keep bringing this stuff onto you. And that's the hardest thing to deal with, is to realize that this is happening. And it's much like entities, they body hop. And, you know, you have to realize what is going on and look a little deeper into the situation to see what's happening. And it's hard, because the light ship is here to do healings, and the alien races are here to abduct you. And the timeline is a different timeline. So I'll describe that to you. It became pretty obvious to me this week for myself to look at this situation. So the light does not know about time whatsoever. Now, the light is source energy. Now, when I take everybody out of time, and you're probably out of time now listening to this program, you're not necessarily in source energy. You're just disconnected from the timeline of the aliens. So you're like in your own space now, but you're still living on the Earth, and the Earth is controlled by time. So you're still living the time-based reality, but time is not moving forward for you. So you're in your own special space. The light has a whole different reality of that. It's not the same being out of time situation. So the light does not understand or know about the time reality. And that's the problem, is that the alien races brought people here whenever they came here and put them into dimensions, and different dimensions have different time realities to it. And so your reality then is in time, and that's the way they control you. And this is probably why we basically age, because our DNA is in time also. So this is why I say, when you get your clearings done, then all of a sudden you can look forward to having a better life, because you're not dealing with judgment as much. So I think I've heard a beep there. Remember, the judgment will kill you. Back to you, Carrie. You can call her.
Yes, is there a caller on?
Yes, there is.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. I just have a question that was a follow-up from the other night. Rod did a clearing where, or the CLS did a clearing where they went to the underground alien bases and they cleared them out. I was just curious about the technology of that. Does that mean if I was standing in the room there, they would just have disappeared?
Yeah, they went down to the ones that they were looking for. And if they were working on people with mind control or coming into their bodies, etc., anything that deals with force of will that we should not have against us here, or alien intervention, the people on the call, they connected with those people. I think it was on this radio program on Wednesday, and they went down to help eliminate the energy that was controlling people. So since you were on listening, Ed, did you feel any change in your body around you or anything, or from this activity?
No, I didn't, but I asked twice on the fast chat, but you didn't have time to get to me. I was asking specifically, I was trying to figure out, were they making these aliens, because you said they don't belong here. So I was thinking, okay, so did they just disassemble? I mean, like, they're not there, they're gone now? And the second thing was, did they then melt all the mind control machines used for the broadcasting? Those are the two things I was curious about.
I'm not completely sure how far they went, okay? They did take away a lot of the energies that was affecting each person listening. So maybe a caller could call in too, another one maybe, who listened to the Wednesday call. I can't say they got rid of a lot of the electronics, we'll call it, for better word, whatever you want to use, you know, terms there. I'm sure they got rid of some of that stuff, yes.
Okay.
Remember, there's thousands of aliens that are doing this here, so they only get the ones that are connected to you at that particular moment in the time-based reality, okay? They don't look all over time. If somebody was connected to you when I started doing that, then that energy was probably eliminated. Okay,
right.
Eliminated means that they no longer exist. Now, if somebody else was attached to you 5 seconds before that, a different race or another group of races, then they probably were not interfered with, because the light ship has to go into the timeline in the now. They work in the now. So what's connected to you in the now is what they worked with. Does that help you, Ed?
Okay. Yeah, because I was just curious, are we now free of underground alien bases? That's what it sounded like, and I wanted to check. But you're saying it was more limited than that, just who was on the call, whatever was affecting them, and those entities, aliens attached to that.
Yeah, at that particular time, yes.
At that moment.
And also, if that same race, you know, was connecting to 100,000 people here, you know, then those people would also be freed up.
Right.
But they can only work in the moment. This is how the light works. The light does not know about traveling throughout time. That's the disadvantage of the light. It only works in the moment. Now, it's picking time, I'll use the word, maybe dates or days or, you know, hours, seconds, you know, to go back on the timeline. So they're going into time. And right now, I think they're probably about 16,000 BC, okay?
All
so
right.
They're going back, and they're looking through the timeline. Remember, they know nothing about time, but they're going into the timeline and finding where the aliens connected to people in that timeline. Now, how do they connect to people? The people ask to have the aliens connect to them. At some point in their DNA, through their experience of life of the body, okay? So when the people worship something, pray outside of themselves or whatever, ask for, in our terminology here, divine intervention, okay, or for God to help you, or some other deity, Jesus or whatever, you know, what you're taught and told to do, then they have a way into you. Remember, the energies from the light ship only come in a short amount of years, every 2,000 years, and they only come because they have to.
Yeah.
Because the have to means that if they didn't come, there would be no more light. So they have to take the darkness out of their creation of light, because the darkness oozes into it. And like I said on many programs, if the darkness played in its sandbox and the light already has their own, and the light did not take their sandbox and join it and superimpose it over our sandbox and try to join us, you know, the light wouldn't care what else is out there. But when it interferes with us and produces mind-controlling transmissions, and we're all born under, you know, a bad sign, we'll say, something like that. Eden's Clearwater Revival, you know, Bad Moon Rising or something, you know. We're here living in time with a program that is your natal chart. And the natal chart is what they are using in time to control your life. That's the main one. And we really don't know the complexity of that. We just think there's only a handful of planets that you could probably count, you know, on your two hands, plus a little bit more, you know. But there's thousands of them. Remember, what the aliens do, once one of these alien groups gets a hold of you, now you put on the auction block, and then they sell bits and pieces of you to other alien groups to use for mind control. So they keep taking pieces out of you because, remember, it's as above, so below. So this is the way it works. So by getting rid of one race, which is very good, there may be other contracts on you from other races because they sold you out. But at some point, if the light ship keeps going down the timeline and getting rid of these things, then we have a chance here because it's going to be helping the Earth spirit to regain its consciousness. Now, the downside to that, as far as helping us out here on the planet, how many people are praying every day? You know, what do the Muslims do? They pray quite often, okay? So it's kind of counterproductive, okay? And you have other groups that worship, you know, at different times. I think most religions only do this process of worshiping something outside of themselves, an alien race or races, you know, maybe on Sundays. And some do it on Saturdays, okay? Some do it daily. So this is the problem, you know?
I would think at some point they would drain enough of the psychic pools that are being created by all the humans doing this mistakenly, and eventually the humans would stop being drawn to these religions because nothing would be coming back. If they could just drain them faster than we fill them up, we meaning humans. And so I was curious about all that because it also gets into the underground bases on Mars, the underground bases on the moon. You know, people are coming out, whistleblowers are coming out saying I was in that program when I was a child. And, you know, there's books out on it now explaining how they travel through time and how they go to these bases with these wormholes that they've constructed. And I would think at some point all that has to collapse or be taken out for the cleansing to be truly effective. And I just applaud their efforts and what they're doing. And I'm just, you know, asking, how's it going, basically?
Yeah,
but I'll tell you something that's happened to me is I've started doing I finished the vortexes, the portals, the black holes, the planet clearing that you have up on the web. And that did a lot in my dream state. In other words, in my dream state before, there was always like a theme and action and being taken to parallel worlds and, you know, just going along with it. But now it's like really chaotic, and it's a lot of it is nonsensical, and I'll just keep hearing like explosions all night long or grunts, or I'll wake up and I'm just panting, out of breath, like I've been running a marathon or scared to death or something. But I'm not afraid. I just wake up going, I wake up like that. And that all changed as I went through each of the vortexes that cords to us, each of the planets that cords to us, each of the portals, each of the black holes, each of the stars. And like you say, there's, you know, millions of them. And as all those cords were cut, I noticed that that has dramatically changed it. I don't like where it's at yet because I'm still not getting any sleep, really. I'm sleeping in the daytime on the couch because I can't sleep at night. So I'm just curious how this is all going to work out, and I see it going in a very, very positive direction, and I applaud their efforts, and you're just a saint for doing this, and sticking with us on this horrible planet where we've been taught so many bad things. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, it's not easy, and as we find more and more things, you know, for me it gets very depressing, you know. I don't get depressed, but, you know, I try to stay out of emotions if I can. They can't do healings in emotions. Remember, emotions are in time. So I have to be out of time to do the healing. So I can see things, but sometimes I have a difficult time correcting things because it's in the time-based reality. So it gets to be very, very different. But yeah, as they work down the timeline, and like you said, eventually, if we can get rid of these energy pools that the aliens have brought here, remember, they also brought us the wormholes and stuff, you know, and people are talking about the time traveling. You know, that's what it is, traveling through time. The light doesn't have time. So right away, you're traveling through dark side universes, okay? And if, I guess if they were to talk about that and tell people and bring that simple phrase to light, that the light doesn't have dimensions and does not have vortexes and does not have these things and does not have time, because if they knew about time travel, then you realize that the time travel is strictly darkness. So if you told somebody about that, they'd say, gee, I don't want to be in darkness. But somehow that communication of that information is not there. And so I have a lot of problems trying to re-educate people. The teachings, to me, are very, very simple. They're very straightforward. You know, they go from point A to point B. They don't travel in all different directions. It's all very simple, you know. And the main thing is, you know, don't pray outside of yourself. You know, if you're heart-centered, then you're already connected to spirit. You don't need to ask for a favor. That's what people do. They go to church and they talk about all of their sins, maybe, and how they did wrong. Well, that's just judgment. Did all that clean out of you? No, you're just building more onto it. And then from there, you ask for favors. Oh, I need to have this in my life. Well, then, you know, that can happen. The aliens will be obliged to do whatever they do for you, you know, and then you're hooked up more because they want a favor out of you because you got, they gave you one. So the whole thing is, these energy pools, you know, need to get drained, but they get filled up so quickly as people do their rituals and, you know, everything else that's happening. I don't know what exactly maybe happened. I'm sure there's some kind of event that happened maybe a week ago, we'll say, because it is like 9-9. People like to pick certain dates. You know, the newest one coming up, I'm sure, will be 10-10, you know, 2010. You know, you got all 10s there. So that's going to be a really big day for the aliens to feast on people. So if you do, you know, see that happening, you know, and you're aware of that, you might want to get your calendar out and, you know, ask for some light ship protection or something, or bring up the light beam during that day, because there are these ignorant people out there thinking they can bring love energy here. That's what they think they're doing. They see the planet in such, you know, horrible condition with what's going on here and things happening. So they think they can pray to mass consciousness to take away the negativity, and they think the mass consciousness, collective consciousness, is source energy, and it's not. It's mind energy. And they talk about that. Yeah, the mind of God. We need to get more of the mind of God to everybody. Well, the light does not have a mind. If it had a mind, then it would have judgment. Then it would have a predetermined path. The light does not use mind. You know, once you understand that, and you finally get it, you know, it might take you, you know, 10 shows to listen to. But once you finally understand that, the light only works in the now. There's no predictions. There's nothing. It's up to you to create your own reality in the moment. And the way you get in the moment is to be heart-centered. And that's all of the show is about, to help you out to do that and to tell you what the pitfalls are and all the false information that you've been taught to your whole life, time in this lifetime, and probably through, you know, hundreds if not thousands of lifetimes in the past that you were lied to because the darkness wants to hold you here. And, you know, my biggest concern that kind of worries me a little bit and is with the 2012 ascension time coming, because that's the dark side plan to abduct people. And they're going to be bringing out more and more information about it, and people are going to be waiting on the edge of their seat. You know, you can just see it now. You know, what's going to happen, you know, at that, whenever it's going to be. I don't know what the exact hour is, but it's supposed to be, you know, December, I think it's 21st, I believe. I could be wrong on that date, but that's what I think it is. And so everybody who believes in doomsday and everything else, doesn't matter what they believe in something about that time, okay? This is a predetermined time thing, probably about brought forth by the Mayans, okay? That's what they use, the Mayan calendar. That's when time stops, right? Well, how good were the Mayans, you know? What were they doing to people? Now, they're giving them enemas and chopping their heads off and pulling their hearts out and worshiping sun gods, okay? So, you know, what did they do that's positive here? And we're using that negativity of their race in their belief system to control our reality today. I'm sure other things are happening. There's planetary alignments and things that people talk about. But I think the main thing is they focus back on, you know, the Mayan calendar. Then you have the crop circles to support that. And, you know, there's crop circles out there. I saw one where somebody, you know, was able to take it and to figure out what each event was and how it was a calendar, et cetera. So the aliens are giving us that, too. Remember, it's all self-fulfilling prophecies. Remember, because if those things were in stone that way, then there'd be no light, because the light only works in the moment. There could not be anything that's predicted, you know, for the future in the light, because the light doesn't have a future. The light's only in the now. This is the whole process of this program. The light's in the now. So,
well, I got two more things
here
I want to report.
Yes.
The first was that I caught them programming me the other night. Remember I said I've been clearing all the cordings from the planets and the stars and all that? Well, I caught them inserting, I didn't see anybody doing it, but I noticed that I was dreaming the same sequence of dreams I've dreamed sometime in the past. It was like they didn't realize they'd already played that tape inside me. and I bingo. I said, wham, I got it. And it was so clear to me what was happening. When I woke up, I could barely pull it back into my conscious memory physically. But when they were doing it, I went, gotcha, you know, because it's like other people have said on the show, all they could do is they could repeat their old tricks. Well, I caught them repeating one of their old tricks on me. The second, you know, so we're all being programmed constantly. And we think it's just our dreams or just our thoughts, but it's them. And the second thing is the other day, I spent about 2 hours having a real long talk with my spirit about, you know, being here and what I'm doing, et cetera, and where are the blocks? I was looking, where are the blocks that's keeping me from experiencing right now the universe of light? Like, there's a lot of people on the show and stuff that see things on the, you know, in general, I don't. Every now and then, I'll get a little prize, and I'll be able to see something or sense something. But in general, it comes to me in a different way. And I was saying, well, where are these blocks in me that makes me unable to where they can? And so I couldn't get really any straight answers. But finally, my spirit just said, look, I want you to listen very, very closely to me. I said, yes. Here's the key. I said, yes. He goes, love.
Very good, Ed.
And I said, so what do I do? You know, because you're not obviously, I've either agreed to be here now to do this, or I'm trapped here, one of the two. And whichever one it is, I was basically said that, well, what do I do? And the answer was, help as many people as you can until the real ascension.
That's good, yeah. You want to get them into their heart.
That's it. Thank you, Rob.
To get into their heart. This is what this show is about. So even though it kind of went a little negative for some people, and unfortunately that's this information there. And I heard a beep, but let's first energize the light beam with some real good peace energy. So here it comes. So watch the light beam now. So stronger. Then we'll get the caller stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, what I will say about some of the feelings that I see on the fast chat, and yeah, it did sound kind of negative, but what I will say, the reason why you're probably feeling sad or angry is because now you know the truth. and you're realizing that these past programs that you had didn't serve you. So that's the frustration, okay? Now move forward and get out of that, because now you realize that you have a choice. Before, you didn't have a choice. And now you have a choice to go to your heart and to get out of the situation. If I didn't bring this up, I'd be like every other practitioner out there, you know, or like a channeler, you know, saying, oh, how wonderful, beautiful beings you are. We're here in love to talk to you. It'd be the same old story, and you wouldn't understand what's really happening. So even though you may have got your buttons pushed, we'll say, and felt an emotional reaction, just realize that you've been there, done that, and you're moving on. You know, close that door and realize that that energy has probably held you back for thousands of years. And I would be sad too. So that's the reason, okay? So we have a caller on. Who's out there?
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
This is Victoria Ann from Washington. Thank you. When Ed was just speaking, when he mentioned that he was asking his spirit, you know, why he doesn't see what others may see, and what I wanted to just say in response to that, if I may, is that each of us deal with things differently, and our spirit teaches us differently. One person might see a Visio from, you know, or hear something, but it doesn't discredit the fact that maybe Ed had nothing there to deal work with. I mean, there may be just been nothing there, meaning he's already cleared of that. So it sometimes when we hear other people, we want, you know, the way the mind works and the world we live in and have been living in for lifetime after lifetime, including this, makes us want to compare ourselves to other people. And I'm learning this myself that, you know, my experience now, especially with having the choices you just spoke about, Ron, is that it's going to be different. My individual path is different, or when I talk to my spirit or go into my heart center, it's going to be different than someone else. So there's no reason to compare, and it's hard to get out of that because the whole world is into that, you know. The mind is like that. So I got a T-shirt for that one, Ed. But anyway, that was what I wanted to share. And, Ron, when you were doing that the other evening, the healing that Ed was speaking about, when they went underground, I also saw that they not only went underground physically where we are individually right now, but where we have been, where we have picked up the entities. Let's say I was living in Mexico or New Mexico at a time in my this lifetime. They went there, whichever was next. So it was a horrendous job, and I did feel the difference. I did feel lighter. I felt less depressed. I usually now just calculate when that depression or that suppression comes up. It's not mine. It's just their influencing, and I go into my heart center right away. And it is a constant 24/7. It's just because you went into your heart this morning doesn't mean you're still there. I'm learning that. Anyway, Ron, I just wanted to say the self-empowerment course, too, is really, really knocking the socks off of these entities. And I'm going all the way through each detail, not just the ones I think might apply. The first time I did the self-empowerment course, clearing, I only did the ones I thought applied to me. And you had mentioned, you know, you might want to do all of them. So this time I'm going through the nitty-gritty detail of every single one. And they're flying off like a merry-go-round, like something would fly off when you spin it too fast. So anyway, that's what I wanted to say. Thank you so much. This is the self-empowerment course is so powerful. And after that last clearing on the show, plus this, we got them angry, but they're leaving. And they'll surface while you're being cleared, and then they do leave. So they make you think they haven't gone, but they have. Right, Ron?
Yeah. So what happens is that as much as they can get out in that moment, okay? So the emotional stuff that we deal with is ingrained in us from the past. Now, sometimes what they can do is bring in a program or even an alien life form that you can't see in you, a clone body or something, to have you express an emotion. And that emotion typically could either be, you know, anger or sadness, you know. Other things in between, naturally, but those are the two, you know, big ones there. And remember, your spirit does not deal with emotions. So whenever you're angry or sad or anything, or even happy, okay, this is going to sound strange, but your spirit is in non-judgment. The light doesn't judge itself or what it creates, okay? And so whenever you have an emotional reaction to something, it's because you have a program in you that's responding to what is going on around you. This is why we have the whole lifetime clearings, to release these programs. And the first one you start off with is the emotional one, to get rid of those programs. Because your spirit will not ever be really, really happy or really, really sad or say bad things. It's strictly in the moment, and it lives on peace energy. This is why when you go to your heart, you are in peace. This is what I bring in, is peace, not love, not joy. I can bring those energies in, but they're more of an emotional energy, okay? But that the true source energy is peace, as much as we could ever look at anything, and it's calmness, okay? And there's no judgment. That's what I say. When you go to your heart, you can't think a negative or positive thought because it does not exist there, because the light does not judge itself. It can't. If it did, it would be darkness. And that's the only saving grace that everybody has, is that the light does not judge anything. If it did judge, we would be in darkness completely. And the light only works in the now. So let's bring in some more peace energy. And we have our call coming up, 646-519-5800, pin number 9009. That'll be in the next 5 minutes or so. I'll probably come on about 5 after the hour. But people call in and you can talk. And this call is designed, for people who are new listeners who just wonder what the heck I'm talking about. Because naturally, it may push your buttons, because all of a sudden you have to realize that what you were taught may not be the correct thing, but you lived your whole life about it. So how do you change that belief? It's ingrained in you, and you got to go, man, I don't know about this here. It sounds kind of right, but my parents didn't teach me this. My minister definitely didn't teach me this. My school didn't teach me this, you know, but it feels sort of right. And then your spirit's behind that energy saying, yeah, go for it, you know, go to your heart. So let's bring in the peace energy. Then we have our special call Saturday. So if you can come on it, just go to the website and get on those 28 hours of healing starting tomorrow at 1 o'clock PST. So here we go, peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Hope to have you on this call coming up here. And the call lasts typically an hour. I don't like to go over an hour and a half. So for the new people, come on. And the other people who aren't new will probably also be joining you. So here we go. See you later, everybody. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. 9 my time, Pacific, midnight back east, and we go to the Light Ship for maybe probably 15, 20 minutes. So blessings to all of you, and keep that light being up. It'll be activated for 2 hours. There we go. Have some peace energy in your life, and it's the conduit for that. So here we go. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron, and for everyone whose questions we didn't get to, hopefully you can hop on the call in a few minutes, and everybody else, have a great rest of the evening. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.